Let me tell you a story. It's called Tough Love.
Once upon a time there was a girl called Sunita. Dreaded going home after school cause her dad would mistreat her. Her mom was just as bad. When she got mad was more than glad to lend a hand in helping him beat her. Sunita used to wear the cloth of her religion. Sunita used to pray to God for he was listening. But nothing ever changed, at least she couldn't see a difference. So the relationship between them both became distant. She didn't agree with the fundamental religious views of her parents. Might as well have been speaking gibberish, the hurt was incoherent. She was living in the Western world. Couldn't understand why she couldn't be like all the other Western girls. So one day she rebels, walks into a shop and purchases a copy of Bliss, a magazine for female teenagers. Ripped off the plastic wrapper, started flicking through the pages.
Tough love, I call it hatred. Tough love, I call it hatred. They call it tough love, I call it hatred. That's your flesh, your blood, that's sacred.
And a newfound interest, Sunita fails to realise the time. Before she knows it, it's a quarter to nine. Should have been back from prayer an hour ago. Now her parents are gonna know that she's skied. And a slim hope that they won't. She has a copy of Bliss inside the books under her arm and makes her way back home. She opens the door to find her mum and dad waiting. The expressions on both their faces are scathing. Before she has time to think of an excuse, her father's hands are wrapped around her neck like a noose. So tight he chokes her, she drops all her books on the floor. Apart from the Bliss mag which lands on the sofa. Dad can't control his rage when he sees that the centre page is a boy band poster. She's possessed by the devil, her mother shouts, blaming it all on Satan like it's the only explanation. He grabs Anita by her hair down to the basement. Heart's racing like she knows the lies about to be told. And they look her in the eyes, say here's what we're gonna do. You're possessed by a demon, we're gonna beat him out of you. Sunita cries for help. She sees her mum pick up a broomstick and her dad take off his belt. But it's no use, her brothers and sisters won't listen. So undeterred, mum and dad carry out the exorcism.
Tough love, I call it hatred. Tough love, I call it hatred. They call it tough love, I call it hatred. That's your flesh, your blood, that's sacred. Tough love, I call it hatred. Tough love, I call it hatred. They call it tough love, I call it hatred. That's your flesh, your blood, that's sacred.
For hours they violently torture their daughter. Into an inch of a life till it's right on the border. They continue to physically hoard her. By now Sunita has a mental disorder. She no longer cares if she lives or dies. Absolutely no more tears left to cry. Sees the evilness in her parents' eyes and thinks they're the ones who need to be exercised. That's when a rebellious streak completely intoxicates her. Sudden rush of energy boosts a never seen before aggressive nature. She decides that no matter what, they are never gonna break her. Go to hell! Screams at her dad as he goes to give her another lick with a belt. Go fuck yourself! She screams at her mum, knowing that it's only gonna spur her on. Canastity has lost the plot. The physical pain ain't nothing compared to the heartache when the heart breaks and it rocks. Once filled with so much love, but now so clogged up with hate that it stops beating. And she stops breathing. Her body's just a carcass now, her soul's leaving. No more pain, no more bleeding. Dying slow blow by blow from a severe beating. It takes half a dozen more blows to the end before they finally realise that she's dead. That's when the door busts open and in come the feds. The neighbours must have called them when they heard the screams of torment coming from the basement where Sunita's dead body lies on the floor, bladed like roadkill out on the pavement. It's quite clear to the police that she's been the victim of a horrific case of physical mutilation. They show no remorse. Their idea of parental guidance will always be to use force. And what makes this tale all the more gory is that this song is based on a true story.
Tough love. Rest in peace.
Fucked up.